Vets Off or visit 888-VETS-OFF.org.
Ring in the new year with the new home. McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you during their New Year sales event. Buy a new McBride home in January and receive $2,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. McBride has over 40 communities throughout the Metro St. Louis area and nearly 200 market homes ready for a quick move in. Homes to fit every lifestyle and designed with you in mind. So celebrate a fresh start with the new year and a new McBride home. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
This is Patrick Kelly, and I want to introduce you to the Schnucks Athlete of the Week. Every week, Schnucks and 590 will highlight the story of a local athlete excelling both athletically and academically. Every week, you can vote through Wednesday on your favorite high school athletes of the week on 590thefan.com, and each Friday, the winner's unique story will be told. Voting will then start over the next week when a new athlete of the week is chosen. Check it out on 590thefan.com.
It's time to treat your transportation to a little R&R with Dent Express, St. Louis's leading paintless dent removal. Family-owned and operated since 1992, Dent Express is here to provide a needed service to the community that they can always trust. Visit Dent Express at either of their two locations, on Manchester and Baldwin, or just off 370 in St. Charles. Or go to DentExpressSDL.com to book your appointment. You can even send them a photo for a free evaluation and get that dent fixed today.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Call the only agents I would call if I needed to sell my home. That is the Gelman Brothers. With their STL Rocket Listing, Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer within 24 hours. Call them today at 314-336-1991 or online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Each summer, Midwest Children's Burn Camp assists youth burn survivors, and now you can help too. Each time the St. Louis Blues score a power play goal during the 2020 regular season, Ameren, Missouri will donate $500 to one local kids' charity to help kids achieve their goal. From now until January 31st, go to AmerenMissouri.com/blues to vote for Midwest Children's Burn Camp. Vote today and help the kids score big this month.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
Kate Smith, welcome aboard, everybody. It's Playhouse time.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Oh, I know this song.
In your car or your underwear.
Familiar.
Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
Ready. Just like we rehearsed it. Just like it.
And we think you'll get lots of
a jelly donut.
Mr. Full Metal Jacket. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 16th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N. It's called that because the main man is Dr. Jason Brenton. They got a great billboard. I see it every day on the way in. It says the 2020 forecast is for clear vision, or something to that effect. Very clever. And it's got Dr. Brenton's picture and Brenton Vision. We'll talk about Brenton Vision, about you and about your eyes, and about whether or not you love your contacts or your glasses. But first, at the control board, needing no glasses or you don't wear glasses for anything, do
nope,
you?
Nope, not
and
yet.
You're 35.
Yeah.
Give it about 7-8 years.
Why would you put that on me?
Because it's a fact of nature. You will get presbyopia and you will start to need reading glasses.
It's like
you're 6 months. Anywhere from 40 to 45, 46, you will need reading glasses. That's just the way Mother Nature, it's a cruel trick that she plays on people. I'm speaking, of course, with the man who doesn't sound like the rest of us. There's a reason for that. 19 years he lived in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limestone Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Keeping up with that Harry and Meghan thing?
Oh, yeah. Everybody
I'm sick of that stuff.
Everybody keeps sending me pictures, and it's a picture of Harry and Meghan, but Meghan's face has been taken out, and Yoko Ono's face has been put
in.
Oh,
yeah.
And I got to say, it's funny every time I see it.
It is funny. Well, let me see. Yeah, he's in the studio. He didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound or... Bill Clevelin, say hello to everyone.
I don't know if I want to. Hello, everyone.
Yeah. Theme player. I have to do it. As I look on the other side of the glass, I see that Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
I just thought you don't have a beard, do you, Dan?
Beard?
Yeah.
No.
Have you ever had a beard?
No. I can't really grow one.
How do you?
I can't.
You've had a mustache. I guess it's not the same.
I've had a mustache before, yeah.
I've seen that video.
Okay, but that's, you know what, good for you, because there are guys who have beards, they shouldn't have beards. They're that splotchy, mangy-looking beard.
Oh, that's what I look like.
Yeah, well, you're smart then not to have a beard. For some reason, I just noticed that, because it's like five out of six guys now have beard. Bill, you don't have any beard, sir. Either. All right, there are some holdouts, like people from the old school, like me. Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. Can you tell I have a cold?
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit.
What?
No.
Yeah. Not bad.
First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. And to find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Our next participant, the colored very past, worked at Denny's, Wendy's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, has a colored and...
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Sorry, yeah, no.
That's racist.
I was just waiting for you to finish that sentence.
That's racist.
Well, wow. Colorful, maybe, yeah. I should have
as
said.
Has a colored... Dramatic pause. Passed. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
You people make me sick. Stop the music for a second.
It just shows we're listening.
You think we should cut down Tim's intro? Or just continue?
Or just cut down Tim?
Yes.
Well, we cut down Tim all the time.
he cuts us
down, we cut him down, we cut each other down.
Yes, I do.
You know, because I'm going to give that some thought.
And this is from an honest standpoint.
Okay.
I only have a certain amount of time for the Polka Playhouse music, and I can tell when it ends and I've got to restart it, it doesn't sound
good. So it's a hardship for you.
It is. Well, it just doesn't sound good.
What part should we keep? And I'll let Tim join in on this. Of these past jobs, which should we keep in the introduction? Denny's, Wendy's, or Kentucky Fried Chicken, or Meat Cutter, or Mall Arcade Token Distributor, or Supermarket Stock Boy, or Investigative Reporter for Crime Magazine, or Knife Salesman, or Beer Vendor at Busch Stadium, or Roller Rink DJ?
And
if we had to pick three.
Well, I've got another interjection. But didn't you actually own the magazine? Like, you weren't just a reporter for it? Like, that wasn't actually your magazine?
Yeah, they had that in here. Former reporter or and owner of...
I say token one because that's too many words. Just take that out.
The word token out?
No, the token job. Just get rid of that because it's token distributor in a mall.
Can you say fast food employee? And that would cut down four
of them.
Oh,
that works. Yeah.
That's good.
Fast food employee.
Good editing.
When we first started this,
I sent Frank four.
Right.
And the mark, and then he's added on and on.
I've made it.
The four were night cook at Denny's, roller skating rink DJ, beer vendor at Busch Stadium.
And knife sales.
And door-to-door knife sales.
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm. Just those four.
Denny's, what was the other one again?
Door-to-door knife. I'll do them in the order of my life. First, I was a door-to-door knife salesman.
Oh, wait, that's first. Knives, yeah. Okay.
And then I was a Busch Stadium beer vendor.
Oh, I had them out of order.
Then I was a roller skating rink DJ.
Hey, everybody.
And then I was a night cook at Denny's.
Got it. This is going to be so fresh and new.
Oh, man.
Not now. It's too late now. I've already done them all. But we will have the new and improved version later. I think you know what he does now. He's head of research for this right here, this show called The Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. He sets and resets our digital clock. Now, I know a lot of people, you have a clock in your car, maybe you wear a smartwatch or a regular watch, and you have a clock on your phone. You know what time it is. But is it set correctly? Do you have the correct time? Here's how you'll know. I'll tell you right now, it's 5:20, 40, 41, 42, 5:20, 43, 44, 5:20, 45. You know how I know? Because Tim Woodburn sets and resets our digital clock, and it's right in sync with the Naval Observatory clock. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, oh yeah, and one other thing. He, like Jim Rockford, is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot with 700 new cars on the lot to choose from. They can get you financed. When your bank says no, their banks
say yes. You know what you just did, and I admire this? He worked through a vocal bubble. He had a little vocal bubble, and he just plowed through it and didn't stop and clear his throat.
That is
not something everybody can do. Go ahead. I just want you to know I noticed that.
Give him a call at 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And if you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know your AM and the PM at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
That's right. That is so important. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And how about that guy earlier, Red Boy? That was great. That guy said every time he loads his cooler and there's something he puts in the cooler, he thinks of you. You know what it is. That's right. Now, he said every time he hears that in his head, thinks of Red Boy. Show your appreciation. Let's not wait till, there's a barn dance or a hayride or some special occasion. Every day is a day to show appreciation for the greatest music genre ever, polka music. Nobody plays it better than Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Oh, Dan, you guys should learn some polka.
Yeah, we will.
The Seven Sinbads. You should learn.
Seventh Planet Band.
What's it called?
Yeah. Seventh Planet Band.
I was close. Wow, Britain Vision. Where do I start? Wait, here. I'll start here.
Monday, we go back to Sandy for an adjustment. And then
big day.
Two other times after that, and then she's finished.
Her life? Woo-hoo! Her life has already changed.
Oh, yes.
It's about to really change. Yeah. So most of you. And I don't need to look this up because I know that statistically, when you're talking about adults, most of you wear glasses or contacts for one reason or another. Hyperopia, myopia, presbyopia, those are fancy words for reading glasses, nearsighted, farsighted, whatever. Presbyopia is a lens function. The other two are corneal. There is a doctor in this town named Dr. Jason Brenton. He, like a lot of other ophthalmologists, performs LASIK. LASIK has become a very common and often performed on many, many people form of vision correction surgery. But there are six other surgeries that Dr. Brenton performs, and I don't know of anyone else in this part of the country that does that. The reason that's important is this. If you were ever told that you're not a candidate for LASIK, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. And if you aren't, you may very well be a candidate for one of the other forms of vision correction, and he performs all seven. I don't know about you, but I never loved wearing glasses or contacts. I wore hard lenses because I couldn't wear soft ones, and my glasses were so thick, I looked like Mr. Magoo, the cartoon character from a long, long time ago who had real, what they call Coke bottle glasses. And I never liked it, and I always was self-conscious of the fact that when people looked at me, they were looking through really, really thick glass, especially from the side. And then I had a vision corrective surgery, and it didn't go perfectly, but for a while I didn't need glasses, and then it reversed itself on me and went the other direction, and I needed glasses, not for nearsightedness, but farsightedness. And I thought, well, that's it. I'm still going to be stuck for the rest of my life with glasses for a completely different issue. And then someone told me about this guy, Dr. Jason Brenton, and at the time he was in Overland Park, Kansas. And the person who told me about him was a woman, longtime friend of ours, who had had issues with her eyes for most of her life, and she hated her contacts. Some people wear contacts really well. They don't even know they have them in there. Not everybody does. And she was, at the end of the day, her eyes were always, she was in pain, and they were dry, and they hurt, and she didn't like it. And she starts reading about him, so she went and had her lenses replaced, something no one had ever mentioned to me. And she called me, and she says, you've got to come to see this guy. So at the time, again, make no mistake, he's here now. He's in Creve Coeur, but he was in Overland Park. So I drove to Overland Park. My wife went with me. We met him. And then we went back after a full and thorough exam like I'd never had before and had one lens replaced in one eye. And within 24 hours, all I could think about was I couldn't wait to get the other eye done. It was life-changing. And then we did the other eye, and now I don't have to wear glasses except to read. I'll take that. I'll take that. Brenton Vision, what I'm going to ask you to do is something you will thank me for asking you to do. Invest $120 in 90 minutes of your time in a Brenton Vision ocular analysis. It's an hour and a half. Dan Strauss stood right there and went through it, watched while Sandy went through it. Dan, did she ever scream or go, ooh, that hurts? Or
No.
There's nothing at all. There's nothing about it that will cause pain. It's not painful. And it's beyond interesting. Because my guess is you've never had your eyes examined like this before. And when it's over, you will know from one of the best in the country whether or not you are in fact a candidate for vision correction surgery. And they got all kinds of payment plans because it's an elective surgery. More than likely they have what I did was 24 months same as cash. I took 2 years to pay it off, and if it cost three times as much, I'd do it again tomorrow now that I know the outcome. Changed my life, could change yours. Brenton Vision, forget everything else anybody else has told you. They're not Dr. Jason Brenton, and the place wasn't Brenton Vision. And the minute you walk in, and that's one of the things I like that Dan noticed, because I didn't prep him and I didn't say anything to him about what to expect when he went there. One of the first things he said was, oh my goodness, we walked in the door, I couldn't believe this place. It's like no doctor's office you have ever been in. It is a pleasure to go there. Think about it, but don't take too much time, because the longer you spend thinking about it, more time you may unnecessarily have to be, you know, a slave to those glasses or contacts. Brenton Vision, Brinton. They're in Creve Coeur on North New Ballas Road, 314-375-2020. That ought to be easy to remember. 375-2020, BrentonVision.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow.
He's here today. Ottawa, I know we're not going to do trivia because we did that yesterday. And I don't see Scott Sherman. I'm looking, if it were trivia, Scott would have been here and been camped out all night here already.
Bill already told him when he came walking in. Bill says,
no trivia.
No trivia.
See today. Ya.
All right,
Scott's out of here. You don't want to be around us if there's no trivia to win.
I got a fun fact for you before you begin, Bill's segment.
All right, let me.
I want to ask, and it's directed at Limey, but everyone could chime in with a trivia.
I introduce Bill?
It's a trivia. It's a one trivia question contest.
Okay, before I introduce Bill,
can I get to
who by the way, is brought to you by Window World. Let's not forget that. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. What is it?
Since they are attempting to break away from the British royal family, what is Prince Harry's last name?
Oh, I'm going to say it's Windsor.
Callahan.
But,
Harry Callahan.
Well, no, his granddad was a Mountbatten. I'm going to say Windsor.
Harry Callahan.
But I don't think they actually...
Harry. Krishna.
See, no, it's kind of weird. No, the whole thing is weird because the royal family didn't really have a last name until, I think, mid-19th century when they were trying
to
appeal to
people. Well,
like,
let's just get right to it. What is his last name?
Well, Limey was very, very close. It's a hyphenated last name. Uh-huh. It's Mountbatten hyphen Windsor.
Oh, of course it is.
Harry Mountbatten Windsor?
Yeah, Mountbatten
Windsor. If he gets a driver's license in the United States, that's what it's going to have to be on his license.
That's a big...
Like Prince Philip, he's the Mountbatten. And you know how normally when couples get married, the wife takes the husband. They couldn't do that in that case because then the queen would have been Mountbatten. They cannot do that in that case.
Wow.
They cannot do that.
But it's amazing because, you know, I think Prince Charles, Prince Harry, I never knew any of them had a last name. I just figured that was just...
Maybe. Yeah, like Diana. Diana was
like Cher. Princess Diana.
Yeah, but there was. But
she had a maiden name.
I forgot. I used to know it.
I have no idea.
But
what
they
it
don't.
Was.
We don't hear it. They don't use it.
Well, that's because whenever you refer to them, you refer to the Queen Elizabeth, right. Prince Philip, Prince Charles,
not Queen Elizabeth Johnson.
Yeah, you know, like
Duchess of
Frank,
something.
Well, if Frank was part of the royal family, we would call him, you know, Prince Frank or something like that, so it distinguishes him from
Frank the Duke of Earl.
Yeah, you know, so they don't really need a last name.
Right. Hey, look who's here, Bill Clavlin.
Hey.
Oh shoot! No! It's Tim Falk.
Tim
threw the order off. He threw off the order.
Don't worry, I'm going to
threw the order off.
I am going to edit all of this out. We're going to go right back to when you say introduce Bill Clavlin.
Okay,
all right,
thank you.
Radio edit.
Please say hello to Bill Clavlin. Now I know why Tim did that.
I'm just having a vision.
He meant to throw me.
That the listeners must have when you said that's Tim's fault, of the listeners envisioning me picking up both of your wrists and smacking them together, clapping their hands for you. Like, that's my fault. Mm. Not.
Tim, you got to understand something.
No, I don't.
Spencer, that was Diana's last name.
That's right, Diana Spencer. No, you have to understand something. There are going to be a lot of times when, whether it's true or not, lots of things are just going to be your fault. Okay. That's just the way it works.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. Dan's dealt with it for 35 years. Finally, somebody else to dump things on. Bill, how are you?
I am great. Thank you very much. I went to the Fox Theater last night.
Never heard of it.
It is downtown St. Louis. It's on Grand Avenue. Is it Grand Boulevard? Grand Avenue.
Boulevard.
It's a boulevard, yeah. I'm going to talk about that in just a second. But first, I want to just throw an audible here. There's a guy that I met in Gulf Shores, Alabama, a few years ago. And I found out just today that he passed away. And I just want to mention that he owned a restaurant in Gulf Shores called King Neptune's. It was a seafood restaurant, and a good seafood restaurant if you're in Gulf Shores. But I interviewed this guy, and I remembered this today. He was kind of shy. He didn't really like, you know, being interviewed. He didn't like talking too much or whatever. And then I stopped the recorder. And then all of a sudden, the guy starts sharing these stories. And for whatever reason, I remembered this. As soon as I hit stop on the record button, he looks at me and goes, hey, he goes, do you remember when they sent a monkey into outer space? Like, just completely random. He throws this at me, and I said, I guess.
I knew.
He goes, well, I was in the Navy, and I was on the ship that rescued the monkey that came back down from out of the orbit.
It's a good story.
And it was, and I thought, well, why didn't you share that when we were doing a little interview or whatever? But then he goes, when the monkey wasn't very friendly, he added, you know, clearly, would you be friendly if you had been thrown
into space against your will?
Didn't we send a dog up, too?
Did Sputnik
have a dog on
it? I don't think so. I think the one before the one after Sputnik had a dog in it. And it's still up there.
Well, I looked. The dog is still in the outer space.
Yep. Well, they didn't plan to bring it back.
It doesn't decompose, does it?
No.
So there's a dog body just floating around.
It's just like probably mummified, just, you know, just doing its thing.
Like a taxidermist.
Just chilling.
Well, apparently I wanted to track down the year. I think it was in the late 50s. But before this monkey survived, the one that he was talking about, they had sent two, maybe three in the space, and they died.
Oh, PETA doesn't like
and
that.
And they did not make it back. And one of them almost made it back and then died on the way back down to the, you know, they'd send them up in the, like, rockets or whatever they call them, just to see if they can survive up in the atmosphere. And then, yeah.
And I'm like, there are people, like some PETA people, who have problems with that, and they don't like medical experiments on lab rats and stuff.
Right.
Hey, I got news for you folks. There are lots of things medically we're able to do because of those experiments.
Sure.
So you may not like it that pigs get cut open or killed in experiments, But hey, better than experimenting on people.
Yeah, absolutely. So rest in peace, Al. I just always remembered that story. All right, I went to see Summer. It is the Donna Summer musical.
I'm going to guess it was good.
It really was. Yeah. It was very good. And in fact, I took my dad because that was, you know, it was in the 70s, the disco. So I knew he would enjoy it and appreciate that music and seeing all that stuff again. And Frank, I will just tell you, I know you probably wouldn't approve of this, but as the curtains open and the show begins, immediately there were about 10 scantily clad women dancing in tiny mini skirts.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't there for that.
And I thought you might have been kind of disturbed and marched out of the room. But it's all about, obviously, the life of Donna Summer, who I didn't really know much about until last night. I knew that she was the queen of disco.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Because it may have been in the story. I don't know anything about this. I'm guessing it's like a Jersey Boys kind of thing. Sort of these stories.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a, kind of a biography.
Wasn't
of her
she
life.
Like a cleaning lady or something? Or?
She wasn't a cleaning lady, but she was a very shy, you know, kind of even as a kid, you know, only sang in church. She, you know, didn't really seek out the spotlight. And it's interesting. She wrote a lot of these songs that she sang and it, you know, became hits. They illustrated in the early part of the musical that, you know, some of these songs, and I can't remember which one it was, but it was some that was, you know, kind of had sexual overtones or whatever.
Oh,
and
she, Love to Love You, Baby.
I think that's it,
was
yeah.
Was it F and Pie?
No.
No, it's Brenda Lee.
Oh, my bad.
It was Love to Love You, Baby, because I remember they said, and then she went, and they always
their radio stations wouldn't play that.
Yeah, and she had 22 orgasms in that song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that
that's
was
what they would say.
But what was interesting is they showed the scene where she's recording that song, and she couldn't have people looking at her. She was a really shy, that kind of was just not like an alter ego. Like, it wasn't anything that.
Now, without looking, like here's what Don, when you say Don, hot stuff, right?
Correct.
And then, don't help me, don't help George Hard for the Money. Was that Donna Summer?
Yes.
Okay, and there's one other one that's right there, and I can't, yeah, she was huge in the
She
80s.
Was the queen, so I'll just throw.
On the radio.
Yep, that's another one. So a few of the hits you might know. So Hot Stuff, you mentioned that one. I Feel Love.
Yeah.
MacArthur Park. On the Radio. She Works Hard for the Money. Last Dance was probably
her biggest
one. Oh,
that's a big one.
Yeah. Last Dance was a big one for DJs.
Yeah.
At the end of the night.
Yeah. Love to Love You, Baby, like Dan mentioned. Heaven Knows. That's probably one of my favorites that she had. And then Bad Girls.
Bad Girls.
But it illustrates her life and what.
Just imagine Frank singing around in his head, like, you know, house.
I like that music. Let's not forget, I'm a dancer now.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Okay. You are. Singing, dancing, cutting the rug.
What's interesting, or I thought was interesting, and it is in most of these musicals and even, you know, like Jersey Boys, as you mentioned, you don't really know all the behind-the-scenes stories.
Right.
You just, you know the songs, and you see these people, and you're like, oh, well, they're millionaires, and they're in big houses, and life is just dandy. This lady was, she was abused. She had an abusive husband. She was abused in church. She went to a church, and for, it was 5 or 6 years, the minister where she sent, was abusing her. There's all of these things. She nearly committed suicide. Almost jumped off a ledge in a hotel.
Well, remember the horrible Tina Turner story? Correct.
Oh, yeah. 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 And then she died of cancer in 2012, I believe it
Bill.
Was, but hello. Yeah. But it's a wonderful musical. And
I'll go see that.
It's great. And you mentioned, so all these songs, what I like about when they do these biographies, they go back and they kind of give you a little glimpse into how these songs were written, and one of them, you mentioned She Works Hard for the Money. Yeah. She said that she was in, I believe it was a hotel, an upscale hotel, and she went into a bathroom, and a lot of these upscale hotels and places have like a bathroom attendant,
right.
You know, and so as she walked into the restroom and she looked, this woman was sleeping. And the woman kind of just, oh, you know, kind of woke up, you know, as she's walking in, and she's like, oh, you know, it's okay, no problem, whatever. And she started talking to this lady and said that she had been working like 3 jobs and had a couple of kids.
That's why I was thinking of, she was a cleaning lady.
That's the story. Yeah. Okay. And so she wrote that song. She Works Hard for the Money, talking about this woman that she had met at the outside the restroom, and she was, you know, sleeping.
She had a powerful voice too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I will say, and hopefully this is the case in all the performances, but the women, it was an older version of Donna Summer. Then you had kind of the middle age, and then you had a very young girl who played her at, you know, her childhood days. And they all sang amazing.
And I'll bet the orchestra, I'll bet the everything about the music was great.
The music was great. And what was interesting is they didn't have a traditional orchestra. Right. They had these people, most of them, they were playing, I'm not a musician, but like electric instruments. Yeah. And when they, you know how at the end of a performance they will thank everybody on stage, then they kind of take a bow or they show the orchestra, right? So they can. So what they did was they bring these LED, LCD or whatever screens down, right. And so you see the people backstage playing these instruments. It was really cool.
There was a lot of synthesized music.
Synthesizer, yeah, that's it. So I cannot recommend it enough. It'll be at the Fox until January the 26th. It's called Summer, the Donna Music. Donna Summer, not Summers. Donna Summer musical. So there you go. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, number one selling replacement window in the country. Preferred window, the Stanley Cup champions, St. Louis Blues. More at windowworldstlouis.com. I read an article this morning about a game that's making a big comeback, and I've heard the name of this game, but I'm sorry. There are a lot of things that I'm just completely out of touch on, and I know that I'm a loser because of it. Dungeons and Dragons. Oh, what the heck is that?
Oh, I think my
it's a card
goodness.
Game, isn't it?
Okay,
I don't know.
Basically, I've never played it, but some of my friends had. I was too busy having sex with girls to actually play Dungeons
right.
and Dragons.
Oh. Sure you were.
Basically, it's like this fantasy game where you create, like, okay, say, Frank, you're the Dungeon Master.
Is it a board game or card game?
No, I think it's like a mix of both. Basically, you create this storyline, and then we have these characters, and we've got to go through an adventure and all that stuff.
I have no idea what you just said.
Yeah, I'm...
Do you buy the game? Do you make it up yourself?
I think this
article said if you have a pair of dice, you can play Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah,
really?
Pretty much it. Yeah.
What are the dice for?
You just like the you throw. Know say if your character is like which way should I go?
Okay, can I tell you that right now I have no idea how this game is
and
played.
And I'm trying really hard to
explain
it.
You're not doing a good
it.
Job.
Yeah, I don't know,
do you know
how
to
play
it.
I'm just trying to.
No, well, I'm reading about it right now. In one sentence, Dungeons and Dragons is a structured yet open-ended role-playing game. It's normally played indoors with the participants seated around a tabletop
in the mom's basement.
Each player assumes a fictional character, and then as events happen, the characters can become stronger or weaker. They can die off.
Well, this sounds horrible.
It is the nerdiest thing you've ever seen.
It does not interest me.
And I read comic books. That's more nerdy than that.
The one cool thing about it is I recall, and I never played it, I think it had a 32-sided dice.
Really?
That came with it.
You know, I think you're right. I've heard about that.
I've heard enough. Not interested. That's enough for me. Consumer Electronics Show, wait till you hear this. And this doesn't surprise me because nothing now in technology surprises me. They couldn't demonstrate this on people at the Consumer Electronics Show because of obvious reasons when I tell you what it is. A company called Mojo Vision has created a contact lens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure the best way to... You know what a heads-up display is?
Yes.
On the windshield or jet fighters? Mm-hmm. You wear this contact.
Uh-huh.
And as you walk along, you read translucent... verbiage. In other words, it programs things as you...
I want it.
It will look at you, and if I can't remember your name, the word Trevor will come up in, on my eye. It will identify buildings, landmarks. It will...
You could pretty much use that for like a GPS.
That's exactly right.
Whoa.
This is the most amazing thing I've ever heard of in my life. That's in the infant stages. Obviously, they've already got over $100 million in backers to develop this. But they have a simulator, this reporter said, that shows you what you would see with your eye if you had this contact lens on. This is unbelievable to me. And it's not an obtrusive, obnoxious thing. It's a large lens that actually fits over even the white part of your eye, like a little cup.
Oh, so it's
custom fitted and programmed.
Ooh.
So like a computer, and it has a battery so tiny, it's in the lens and you don't even see it.
Wow.
Is this unbelievable?
And I'm guessing you can turn it on and off and on or off whenever you want.
When
it,
so they really would almost have to, yes, there's a control like a remote or in your pocket or something, or you control it, I don't know, with your mind. I don't know.
That would be cool.
You
I
can
want
You can walk along and be reading like a Kindle book page after page just by the way you move your eye.
And this then walk off a cliff.
And then walk off a cliff.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy, Mike Evans, how much time does he... Just real quickly, Steve Gleason, if you've never seen the documentary Gleason, watch it. I know a little bit about ALS because I don't want to say... I don't know what the right word is. I'm glad I got to spend every week for 2 years with a friend that had ALS because now I know how horrible this disease is. Steve Gleason's former NFL football player... who was stricken with ALS 9 years ago. My goodness, he's lived with it for 9 years. He's 40, I think he's only 42 now. And he's been awarded the Congressional Gold Medal. It's the highest civilian honor. There are only 160 people that have gotten it. What a story. It's called Gleason. I think it came out in 2016. I think it's on Netflix. Please watch this story about this super healthy, apparently just terrific guy who gets... struck down with this terrible ALS. Gleason is the name of the documentary. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This husband passes away, as is usually the way it happens. The husband dies first, and married to the same woman for 40 years, and he dies. It's been about 6 months that his wife has been a widow, and she's with some friends, and they're all on vacation together, and they walk by a psychic sign, and the friend said, let's go in and see the psychic. She says, well, I don't believe in that. And in the window, the sign says all the things the psychic can do, reconnect you with loved ones who have passed. And her girlfriends are going, oh, maybe you can talk to Rob. Maybe you can talk to Rob. That's her husband who died 6 months before. So she said, oh, okay, this is silly. But she goes in there and pays the psychic, and she sits down across from the psychic, and the lights get dim, and the psychic says, now you want to get in touch with your friend said you lost your husband. She says, yes, I lost my husband Rob 6 months ago. He died. She says, all right, let's see if we can contact Rob. And not only does it get dim, a breeze, this odd breeze, just kind of comes floating through the room. And she hears distinctively the voice of her husband say, Linda? Linda? And she startles her. She can't believe it. She says, oh, my goodness, Rob? He says, Linda. She says, and she looks at psychic. She says, that's him. That's Rob. That's the voice of my husband's Rob. My husband who died, that's him. I can't believe it. She says, Rob, I don't know. I don't even know what to ask you. I mean, you're dead. How are you? He says, I'm dead. She says, but I mean, are you okay? What's it like after, you know, here? He says, Linda, I have to tell you something. I have never, ever been this happy. I didn't know a person could be this happier. I am so much happier than I ever was when I was alive and on earth. Living with you right now, this is true happiness. She says, oh, my goodness. She says, heaven must be a wonderful place. He says, I'm not in heaven.
Get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at Unbound.org. An earlier accident westbound 70 near Earth City Expressway. There is a crash a little farther out westbound 70 west of Wright City. Accident eastbound 64 at 3rd Street in Illinois. They cleared the accident eastbound 64 east of 159 and wrapped up an incident eastbound 5570 east of Illinois 157. I'm Tori Lyons. That is your total traffic.
It's time to treat your transportation to a little R&R with Dent Express, St. Louis's leading paintless dent removal. Family-owned and operated since 1992, Dent Express is here to provide a needed service to the community that they can always trust. Visit Dent Express at either of their two locations, on Manchester and Baldwin, or just off 370 in St. Charles. Or go to DentExpressSTL.com to book your appointment. You can even send them a photo for a free evaluation and get that dent fixed today.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Call the only agents I would call if I needed to sell my home. That is the Gelman Brothers. With their STL Rocket listing, Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer within 24 hours. Call them today at 314-336-1991 or online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Each summer, Midwest Children's Burn Camp assists youth burn survivors, and now you can help too. Each time the St. Louis Blues score a power play goal during the 2020 regular season, Ameren, Missouri will donate $500 to one local kids' charity to help kids achieve their goal. From now until January 31st, go to AmerenMissouri.com/blues to vote for Midwest Children's Burn Camp. Vote today and help the kids score big this month.
Diana from Neustadter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
Off to Dallas we go. Visit with our buddy Mike Evans, as we do about this time every day, and it's always sponsored by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I'll be having lunch there tomorrow. I'm going to get iced in at that. But if I do, what a great place to be iced in. I'll just keep eating, I guess. Annie Gunn's Restaurant is right next door to the Smokehouse Market. Same great proprietor, same great quality. If you go to lunch or dinner at Annie Gunn's, make reservations. You need to do that and go next door to the Smokehouse before or after. You'll be really glad you did. Gift cards are always a good idea. They sell thousands every year, and they're in Chesterfield Valley, east of all that other stuff. And I think I said, but just in case I didn't, closed only on Mondays. Give it up for Mike Evans, everybody. Are you back? You're not back, in Dallas, I assume?
No, no, still in Phoenix.
Still in Phoenix. Oh, boy.
Yeah, on the golf course, yeah. Pop quiz question today, name the name of the celebrity.
You sound like you're in a tin can. You're there a little bit.
How's that sound?
That's
better.
A lot better.
Okay, name the name of the celebrity who has a bachelor's degree in journalism. Is it Tyra Banks? Steven Seagal? Hugh Jackman? Or Shaquille O'Neal? Answer in just a minute. Legal news as Harvey Weinsley's rape and sex assault trial continues in New York. Everybody should remember, if Weinsley's is found guilty, he faces life in prison. A lot of people don't realize that. Hey, it's Freedom Friday, which means Jane Fonda is going to be arrested again today for illegally blocking traffic while protesting climate change. Despite Fonda sending out 100 letters to other celebrities begging them to join her in her weekly Friday protest, only two have joined her, Joaquin Phoenix and Martin Sheen, both arrested with Jane last week, probably arrested this week too. Stay tuned. Oh, and some scoopage. With a grand jury in Chicago demanding Google turn over all of Jussie Smollett's emails, they also want all of his voicemails, and I hear that will be the kiss of death for him.
Good.
You know, he was charged with 16 counts and dropped.
Yeah.
They're going to recharge him with those 16 and add more. And that crooked DA, Kim Fox, who dropped the charges, is up for re-election in March. Prediction, when she's all said and done, she's going to need a new job, I think, as well.
All right.
Interesting Gallup poll. Three most untrusted groups in America are Number three, Hollywood. Number two, Congress. Number one, the media.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Not surprised. Finally, quick movie reviews. Dr. Doolittle with Robert Downey Jr., who talks to the animals. Should have been great. It's only kind of good. Kids will like it. 2 stars. Rated PG. Bad Boys for Life. More action than plot. More stupid than funny. But the chemistry between Martin Lawrence and Will Smith carries this farce. I recommend it. I give it 2.5, maybe 3 stars. I recommend you go see some of the Oscar-nominated films that are playing out there. And the answer to the pop quiz question, give it up. Name the name of the celebrity who has a bachelor's degree in journalism, Tyra Banks, Steven Seagal, Hugh Jackman, or Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm going to go with Shaquille O'Neal, actually.
I'll say Seagal.
I think Shaquille O'Neal, but I think it was an honorary degree.
Ah, you're right.
Hmm. Well, I'll say Steven Seagal.
Answer is Hugh Jackman, Mike Evans. Oh, see ya.
Wow.
See what he did? I gave him time.
He's on the golf course.
I know,
with
and
some
he bails
guys.
On
he
us.
He bails super quick.
3 minutes early.
I heard him talking to these guys, and he says, "You guys don't mind. I hope you don't mind if I do some talking and stuff." Well,
oh, no, no. Here's what he said. I'm a radio personality on 60 radio stations. Excuse me while I do my radio segment. That's what he said to him, probably. Mm-hmm. Well, he left us with just enough time to a story I didn't get to in the Playhouse. There's a young couple in their 20s, and, I didn't put down where. It's not in St. Louis. I don't have the state in front of me, but that's really not important. What's important is they move into this house, and within just a couple of nights, their car is broken into. And then in a couple of weeks after that, it's broken into again. So they set a trap. They put a bicycle out on purpose and laid in wait for these thugs to come and steal the bike. And I'm assuming the bike was maybe chained and they could see the rest. They're trying to steal it. Male, female in their 20s came out with a baseball bat and just beat the hell out of these people. And they're in real trouble.
Oh.
Because they didn't file a police report. They just, it's entrapment.
They took matters into their own hands.
But to me, it almost seems like they should be able to do that. Because these were repeated thieves. And other people in the neighborhood said they'd hit their cars and their places too.
If it was on their property, which if it was on the road, it wasn't.
Oh, it was on their property.
Well, then does the Castle Doctrine not? No, take effect?
No, they'd have to come in the house. This was outside.
I watched a video on this, and a couple of the people, usually it was young males that stole the same bike over and over again. They like the woman comes out, she's got a bat in her hand, and a guy comes out. And they chase them out in the middle of the street where they're not in their house anymore, and they chase them down and attacked them.
Yeah, but it still seems to me now, like they deserved a good beat down.
Okay, well, do you want to now something that might make you feel a little bit better? Go on YouTube later and type in thief stealing videos, because what people are doing, I'll be real quick, they set up bikes like this and then they attach really strong fishing wire to the bikes you can't see, and they give like about a good 30 or 40 feet, and they always put it on a hill.
Oh,
so somebody's
perfect.
Like,
they go over the handlebars.
Bike, and then boom,
over the handlebars.
Just
perfect.
Go flying, and it's hilarious.
Like when the slack in the chain lets out.
Yep.
That's a good one. Now, I get it. They've been booked in charges of assault with a deadly weapon and conspiracy. They're in big trouble. All for catching a couple of punks that tried to steal a bike. You just can't have any fun anymore.
Can't beat anybody with a bat anymore.
No, yeah. You can't. You can't bash people with a baseball bat. What's the country coming to? Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Stay warm over the weekend. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past did. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks is asking me,
If you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude. All right,
Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
590 The Fan, with your local talent covering your St. Louis teams. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Sports trending now.
The Houston Astros cheating shenanigans potentially taking another twist. Houston's Jose Altuve, in a statement through his agent Scott Boras to the New York Post, disputed rumors he wore an electric device underneath his uniform. Altuve's former teammate with the Astros, Carlos Beltran, was fired as New York Mets manager after his alleged connection to the Astros sign-stealing scandal in 2017. LSU defensive coordinator Dave Aranda dipping from the Tigers to take the Baylor head coaching job. 49ers tight end George Kittle, nursing an ankle injury, participated fully in practice today. Cowboys newly hired head coach Mike McCarthy revealing offensive coordinator Kellen Moore will be in charge of play calling. Celtics' Jaylen Brown will skip tonight's game against the Bucks with a sprained right thumb. And according to Yahoo Sports, Grizzlies rookie Ja Morant has turned down an invite to take part in the NBA Slam Dunk Contest next month. I'm Brian Fenley.
We are Bud Sports.